Kelsey.
And I'm Tara.
And here's our podcast, Against the Night.
Against the Night.
So what are we planning to do with this?
Well, my main goal is to bring awareness to cases that have either been undercovered or have been overlooked by the media, a little bit of both. Ones that just have not gotten the media attention that they've needed or have had the financial exposure they've needed.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Jane Doe's, John Doe's. They don't have to be, though. You know?
Yeah, I think we're just going to do anything that's, like she said, but also that's interesting to us as well.
That's interesting. That's I particularly have an affinity for unsolved cases just for the fact that I feel like there's a way that we can help people. And that's something that I really definitely want to do with this podcast just because there are so many, I don't have any statistics on me, but there are so many unsolved cases.
Right. And it's frustrating too, because it's like one of those things, it's like, I just want to know the answer. Like, how does somebody just disappear?
And I mean, obviously there's going to be some, we will clarify between fact and fiction. We're going to let you know if something is opinion based, because we're going to have opinions. We're people and we're probably going to share those opinions, but we're not going to try to influence you, if that makes any sense.
Right. So, Tara, why did we choose the name Against the Night? What does that mean? Where did we get that idea?
Okay, well, one of my favorite poems was actually used in the movie Interstellar. If you've watched that, that's a really good movie. It's my favorite movie. But one of my favorite poems is called Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night by Dylan Thomas. And I drew inspiration from one of the last lines of his poem just because this podcast, at least the purpose of this podcast, is supposed to be to shed light on previously unilluminated cases that have had short media coverage, if any at all. And I think that by having this podcast, we're going to be able to fight against the night, proverbially. Maybe we should say a little bit about ourselves.
Right.
All right. So I am a recent graduate of Georgia Southern University. I am a psychology graduate, graduated with honors, and I do love that psychology. I do like using it in all parts of my life. What about you, Miss Kelsey Payne?
Hi. So I'm Kelsey, and I am not going to pinpoint my exact location, considering I'm still attending school, but I am I am an advertising major, and I have always just loved true crime. Like, even as a kid, I grew up watching all of the creepy crawlies, the dark and twisties.
I don't even know why I've always been like that. I think I've weirded my whole family out with that. I don't know. Do you have anyone in your family that's like that? Because I mean my mom.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I don't know if it's just like a mom thing. Maybe it's like a female thing.
Because we both have brothers and fathers, and neither of them on either of our sides are like into that.
Right.
So
I think it might be a female thing.
Most podcast listeners that, like, you know, are like, oh, I'm going to watch this new true crime. Yeah, they're usually female.
It's funny, though, because, like, even back in my weird emo middle school days. Don't laugh. Okay, listen, Tara. Some of us had awkward middle school phases.
Well, I had definitely had awkward middle school phases.
Okay, but you never had the emo phase.
I didn't have the emo phase. No, I like, skipped over that, but I think I might have preferred that to the one I had.
Hey, okay, I'm like weirdly proud of my emo phase. I had cool hair. I mean, when I look at the pictures, I don't think they're that cool, but I got a lot of compliments. Anyways, beside the point.
It's like 2012. Of course you got a lot of compliments.
Shut up. So anyways, it was funny. There was this girl in my middle school, and I had never talked to her before, but she told one of my friends, she was like, I feel like all Kelsey does is talk about death.
Wow.
And now look where we are.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you can make a living off that.
Talking about death.
Oh god.
That's unfortunate.
I would just also like to throw out a disclaimer. that we don't claim to be any sort of professionals.
No, not at all. We might have degrees that help us out with certain things, but, or almost have degrees that help us out with certain things, but it's by no means a qualification to make official speculations. Everything you're probably about to hear is speculation on our part, and we'll clarify that when it comes.
Right. It's just mostly a lot of Googling, and then partially our, you know, best judgment. So,
and you know, like it's Googling, just Googling a name and things like that. It's that I wouldn't qualify that as research, especially having to actually had to research for my degree. But like that is part of my degree that probably leads me in the right direction sometimes, is being able to find reliable sources and things like that. So hopefully that will help us in the future. It helped us with the few cases that we have coming up. So
yeah, especially Tara, like I'm gonna give you a shout out here. Tara is like a writer, she's a researcher. I'm just here, I'm just along for the ride. So
if you'll... she's my editor, so I don't know what she's putting herself down for, but
so basically what I'm saying is, you know, hang in there with us. You know,
it's gonna be some experimentation, and it's gonna be a little rough, a little rusty at first, but you know what, like you don't just run a mile like out fresh out the womb. Like you gotta crawl and then walk and then run, and then you can start running that mile.
So, right. And a part of that is learning that we shouldn't hit the table like you were just doing multiple times, because the mic is very sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
It's okay. We all are. Well, I think we're going to close this one out.
Okay.
What? Go ahead.
I'm just going to say we'll buy.
We'll buy?
We'll buy.
If you've stuck along this long, like, shout out to you.
Yeah, because this is probably a mess.
It probably is, but, you know, we don't claim to be professionals.
No, and I think the mess is kind of fun sometimes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, welcome to our podcast, our new hobby, our new obsession. Do we want to call that good?
I call it good. Against the machine. I don't want to rage against the machine.
I do.
The corporate machine.
Hey. Okay.